At first, I was so scared. When I first got the aerial contract, I've only done like one aerial show. I think the highest I flew was about like 2 meters high. Yeah, but now like every day I'm flying from like 20 meters down. Yeah. Hi, my name is Megan. I am 24 years old this year, and I am a professional aerialist at the Hauser Dancing Water. Was that okay? So the House of Dancing Water is a water-based circus show in Macau. It combines a lot of elements like acrobatics, water effects, special light effects. So it's a full-on show with lots of action. What I do mainly compromise of the lira acts. So lira is like a circle, like a hoop. Yep, so the lira acts as well as a lot of dancing and a lot of like flying the air, doing all these acrobatic movements. One of the starting things that we had to do was like learning the rope rescue. So in case the winches stop, basically the rigging system like gets stuck, they need to throw a rope, you need to climb down the rope, you know, and how to safely do that. So when they told me I have to climb down my rope from like 50 meters high, I was like insane. My hands were so sweaty, so clammy, but the more you do it, I think the more used to the height you are. So I was definitely very scared at the start, but now it's so much better. The cast is about 90 people from all over the world, really.
Are you the only Singaporean?
Yeah, I'm the only Singaporean in the cast, which is pretty cool, I think. But it was really nerve-wracking because once I accepted the contract, we were actually put into like a WhatsApp group. So I was just like scrolling through the contacts. I was like, well, there's no other plus 6'5". Stress, but okay, it was really, really nice. Like, yeah. It wasn't actually planned for me to want to become an aerialist. It came up really accidentally. I was like ready to like go into a corporate job with my degree, but I saw a casting call on Instagram for the show, and The House of Dancing Water is actually a show that I watched when I was younger. So I watched the show in like 2014 and 2016. And according to my mom, the first time after watching the show, I went back to the hotel in Macau and started playing the bathtub with like all the water. And I told her that I wanted to be a water princess one day. So I think it left such like a lasting impression on me that I ended up seeing the casting call, just trying my luck. You know, I was like, no way that they'll take me, right? But I think I got really, really, really lucky. When I got the offer, I was like, I think my heart said yes immediately. Like, oh my God, I have to do this, right? But I think, you know, all the other considerations of like, you know, I already have a degree, like what am I gonna do? And then kind of like, I had to like write a pros and cons list. I think my friends and family were like pretty surprised, like, you know, when you wanna make a move overseas to do like such a non-conventional job. My mom was naturally very nervous about how risky this job might be for my safety. But I think once she's like accepted the fact that I really wanted to go, she was really supportive. To be honest, I'm also trying to figure out what it takes to be an aerialist. Because to me, aerial is also very new. So like I started dancing when I was like 5 years old and haven't really stopped dancing since. But aerial is something that was like relatively new to me. I started classes like 2-3 years ago only. Most difficult part was going from like, you know, like university, you're like on the laptop a lot and then completely jumping into something that's so physical. Oh, I think a lot of people say I got more muscular from then. Yeah, I think my body had to definitely go through lots of like transformation. You know, just going to work, performing every day changes your body to be stronger, to be leaner as well.
Do you like have like physical signs of like,
yeah,
strength?
You gonna see? You can touch it. Oh. They're like really, really callous. Throughout the entire show, because we are in it basically from the start to the end, you know, you don't really have time to like sit and enjoy the show. But I think one favorite part of the show that always gets to me is always when we're doing the curtain call. It always gets me like kind of emotional every time I get to see like how many people come watch our shows every night and like feel the love from the audience. I think in Singapore we have meters of success that we usually measure ourselves by, you know, like by our careers, by what degree we studied. But I think sometimes we really need to find like a passion that we love, and once you've found something that you really love and it's a very viable career, I think you should really like full gas and send it, you know? Don't be afraid to take risks in your own life. Yeah.